Welcome to the ministry of Gene Fraser. We trust that the word you're about to hear will have a transforming effect on your life. Now, here's Gene with today's message.
Hallelujah. Ladies, today, are you ready to step further back into God today? This past Thursday, we were praying. It was wonderful and things, but at the end, and I don't even remember all that encircled it and things, but I just remember it was just this moment with those of us that were here. It's like God's presence was just so heavy, you know, and we were praying about some things and it just kind of got quiet. And then I just remember, I was like, I said these words about stepping back. It was like God was telling me, you know, to step back into Him. And with that, as I was saying those words, it was like I was kind of moving with it. And the best way to describe it, and sometimes to describe the things of the Spirit, it's kind of hard to put in words, but I'll try to describe it the best I can. But it was just like, here I was. And then it was like He was reminding me at times, sometimes we need to step back into Him. And with that, like my body, I just kind of went, hmm. And sometimes we can kind of get out, and at times He's calling us to step back in. Step back into Him. Step back from the natural and step back into the Spirit. Right? We are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. We are a spirit. And sometimes we tend to step out, so to say, and start to become mindful of the things of the earth and the natural. And it gets us out of our place where we live, where we're to live and walk in. And so sometimes you need to just stop and just step back in. And it's like in the Spirit. I mean, it's a place. It's not just a way of praying. You know, we sometimes people say, you know, well, let's pray in the Spirit. It doesn't just mean praying in tongues, although it includes praying in tongues. I thank God for the gift of tongues, being able to pray in other language, you know, in the Holy Ghost. I mean, thank God for that. But in the Spirit isn't just a way to pray even. It's a place. In the Spirit, it's just in Him. When we were born again, our spirit was placed into the Spirit of God. That's in the Spirit when we were born again. But now, I believe what God is encouraging us on this morning is now we want to continue to live from that place that we were born into. I want to live from there. And who knows, sometimes, you know, we all have felt like, you know, oh, well, you know, I really... You know, sometimes you can, in everyone's different life, you could kind of say, if I said, oh, well, when were you in the Spirit? You know, without kind of learning what we're learning right now, when I describe it as, oh, in the Spirit, you remember things like an experiences with God or something. And, you know, obviously I know I was in the Spirit because, I mean, I heard from God or I saw this or I saw that or He told me this, He told me that. Any of those kind of things, you were in the Spirit because that's where God is. And so you're hearing from God who's in the Spirit, then you're in the Spirit. You see, so hearing from God, you're in the Spirit. Yeah, I'm just wanting to take away any weirdness from it. Because so many times people think, oh, well, you know, if I could just get in the Spirit. Well, if we would just realize who we are, and we are Spirit, and realize where we do live in the Spirit, then we can learn to operate and walk in and experience the Spirit. So we want to live our lives from that place in the Spirit. Amen. So it's not some mystical ooh place, weirdness. It's just in the Spirit. It's just in God, with God. Walking in the Spirit, that's when we're minding the things of the Spirit. Walking in the flesh is when we're minding the things of the flesh. Now, we all, and you know, the little Christian lingo and things at times, some who's ever said, oh man, I was in the flesh. Right? We kind of say it that way. What are we saying? Or realize what that is. It just means you were mindful of the things of the flesh more than you were the things of the Spirit. And so you were in the flesh. But you, real you, Spirit man, I mean, we live in the Spirit. But our minds try to bring us into this realm, this natural earthly realm. So really it's what we're thinking on is where we're going to end up being. So walking in the Spirit is being mindful of the things of the Spirit. But walking in the flesh is mindful of the things of the flesh. I mean, that is really it in its simplest definition right there. So we want to check up on ourselves. Okay, what have I been more mindful of lately? Have I been walking in the spirit? Or have I been walking in the flesh? What have we been more mindful of? And who knows, that can change like that. Maybe, you know, some of us at times we're just kind of back and forth, you know. But who knows what our mind is set on? That's what we're going to walk in. You know, you walk out what your mind is set on. So my mind can move towards the spirit, or my mind can move towards the flesh. So it starts here. My mind can move towards the spirit or towards the word, or my mind can move towards the flesh or towards the world. And who knows, in this world that we live in, I mean, it, naturally speaking, it gets harder to keep your mind on spiritual things because of the pull of this world, of the ideas and the doctrines and the everything. So that's why it is so important how the Bible talks about it, about getting our minds renewed. If you maybe some of you have been thinking, Lord, what is it that I need? Your mind needs to be renewed. That's your answer. Your mind needs to be renewed. To what? To the word of God. It needs to be washed. When we were born again, our spirits, we were washed. We were made brand new. But who knows, we still have the same soul. Our soul is made up of our mind, our will, our emotions. So concerning the mind we're talking about today, it's a part of our soul. And the Bible has a lot to talk about concerning our soul. And so our minds, they move towards the spirit or towards the flesh. And that's going to decide what we're going to be doing. We're going to walk in the spirit or walk in the flesh. I want to walk in the spirit. How about you? Because again, remember, in the spirit, that's where all my answers are. That's where, I mean, just everything I need. Everything I could possibly need, that's where it is. And not only just for me, but what everybody needs that's around me, or people that would come, and, you know, and all of you in your lives, being in this, you know, in the spirit, that's where you can help not only yourself, but your family and the people around you that you love and care about so much. Their answers are in the spirit too. And sometimes they need our help to get those answers. So it's not just about us, right? It's important for us to get these minds renewed, to continue on to the saving of our soul, which includes our minds being renewed, not just for our own sakes, but for those around us, those that God has put in our life, put in our trust, in our care. I mean, our minds decide where we're going. This decides where we're going. So, you know, have you ever said out of your mouth or heard someone say, you know, oh, don't even go there? Well, there is a place we need to don't even go there. And that's our mind on the things of the flesh, on the things of this world. Doesn't mean we don't think about those things. You know, that's why sometimes people feel like, well, how can I walk in the spirit all the time? I'm living my 9-to-5 job and I've got, you know, these kids and this husband. I mean, hey, I know it's really easy to walk in love by yourself. I've done it. Oh my, but when they're around, whee! That's when the rubber meets the road. That's when we can see where we really need help. And we're not afraid of that. We're not ashamed of that. We look to God for that help. And He's there to help. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, let's turn there. So we remember that step back in, how I was saying about how, you know, at prayer. And just that, you know, that feeling that I'm saying, just that motion of, because, you know, if you step out, just it's just that step back in. Step back where? Step back into Him. Step back into the Spirit. And it's like as we step back into the Spirit, it's not like that we're unaware and unconscious of our surroundings around us, but we're more conscious of the happenings within us in the Spirit. We're more conscious of the Word of God, the words of God, the presence of God. We're more conscious of our faith in God. Galatians chapter 5, We're going to just pick it up in verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And we're not going to go through this whole scripture, but of course, you know, all the way from 16 all the way down through 26, that's so great, talking about, you know, the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit and things. But just picking it up in verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Well, we're born again. When we were born again, we're in the Spirit. So he's saying, if you live in the Spirit, now let's walk in the Spirit. You see that? So I know I live in the Spirit, me, Spirit man, the real me. I live in the, now I'm going to walk in the Spirit. I'm going to take control of this mind, get this mind renewed by the help of the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to walk in this place that I belong, that belongs to me. So if we live in the Spirit, that's when we're born again. Let us walk in the Spirit. Or we can say, let's mind the things of the Spirit, right? Because what we're mindful of is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be acting out that which we're mindful of. I love this. The Holy Ghost spoke this. My meditation decides my habitation. My meditation decides my habitation. Who knows it matters what you're thinking? And who knows, this thinker almost has a mind of its own. Our mind has a mind of its own. And that's why it needs to be renewed. Renewed to the Word of God. It's like a washing. What do you mean? What is your mind renewed? It's like that our mind needs to be washed. And who knows, over and over again. It's not a one-time washing. Because who knows, the more that we were in the world, and even after we were Christians, you know, the world has a slime. It's like a film. It's a slime. And it slimes us. And it's like layer after layer. You know, have your kids ever played out in the dirt and like there's more than one layer? Or of course, I look at Lando and I think a poop diaper and wipe it. I mean, who knows? It's one swipe, we ain't done. Right, Lando? One swipe and we ain't done. It's only just started. And who knows, when you wipe, it actually gets messier. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Lando's here and this is where we went. It's a good illustration, though. You know it is. One swipe, it actually seems to spread out and get messier. So it's like our mind. It's a constant, it's a washing, wiping over, a washing over of the words of God, the words of God. It just doesn't happen overnight. So we got to be patient with ourselves and don't think, well, why am I still like this? Well, it's okay. Be thankful that you're not the way you were. You're not where you were. We're always better than we think we are. We really are. We're harder on ourselves than anybody else. Amen. And so let's just grab that today and be like, that's it. I'm pressing on more than ever before to renewing my mind. You know, and who knows, some of us, we've been so religiosicized. You know, different religions, and others maybe no religion, no God at all, just, you know, worldly doctrines and just all of it. There's so much that our minds need to be washed from and renewed to the Word of God. And what does that mean? It's just, well, thinking in line with the Word now, not thinking in line with anything but the Word. That's our minds being renewed. Thinking in line with God's Word. With his way of doing things. So my meditation decides my habitation. Will I live out of the flesh or out of the Spirit? And who knows, we're all going to have a day, one day, when we get to heaven, and we're going to have to answer for what we've done. And I want to continue to learn more of who I am, what I have, what's so available to me in the Spirit, to do all the things that are in my heart. Do all the things that God's calling me to do personally, and then joining together with my church too, you know. There's so much. And we're not lacking anything. It's all in the Spirit. I will not live out of the flesh. I want to live out of the Spirit. Amen. Is that what you say today?
Yes.
Amen. You know, in John 6:63, we won't turn there, just listen. That scripture says that the words, this is, and it's Jesus speaking, it's in red, the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. I mean, the very words, when we're in the word, speaking these words are spirit. They're in the spirit. So remember, the spirit is not this, ooh, it's just in God, in him. He's in us, we're in him. Walking in the spirit starts by thinking and walking in line with the word of God. Walking in the spirit starts by thinking and walking in line with the word of God. Oh, the word has to do with in the spirit? Absolutely. That's what's going to keep you anchored. You can get really flaky without the word. So walking in the spirit starts by thinking and walking in line with the word. And then walking in the spirit is also just being aware of the presence of God. I remember a pastor, one time he was going through some things and he had said this. He was talking to the Lord and things, and he prayed. He said, Lord, make me more mindful and aware of you than any other created thing, even my own flesh. That's quite a prayer. That we could say, Lord, make me more mindful of you and aware, make me more mindful and aware of you than any other created thing, even my own flesh. And so as we're walking in the spirit, you're just consciously aware of the spirit and spiritual things. Walking in the spirit, you are consciously aware of the spirit and spiritual things. Where God is, I love this, where God and his solution are more real than your problems are. So who's ever had some problems before? Who's got some problems today? Yeah. Well, if we get fixed on our problems and mindful of our problems, what's going to happen? We're going to walk in the flesh. We're going to be in the flesh. And who knows, in the flesh, that's not where our answers are. Our answers are in the spirit. So then we want to be in the spirit, walk in the spirit. And what does that mean? We want to be more mindful of spiritual things. We want to be more mindful of what the word says rather than the world saying. We want to be more mindful of what God's report is rather than the doctor's report is. Not that we're denying the doctor's report or what the world is saying, but this takes first place this is to be first place. It's our right for this to be first place in our life. Walking in the spirit is just being more confident in the heavenly realm rather than the natural realm. Where's our confidence? Are we building our confidence on the things of the earth? Are you building your confidence of you're going to make it through by building your bank account? I mean, there's a time for that and things, but that's all the things of this world, all the natural things. Our confidence cannot be in the natural things of this world. Our confidence must be in God, in him and him alone. Now, as we're in the spirit and walking in the spirit, mindful of the things of the spirit, he will give us witty ideas. He'll give us things to do. He'll tell us things to do, maybe something to invest in, right? He'll do all those things to help care for us. But it's not our care. It's his problem. You are his problem. If anybody's got a lot of problems today, it's God. How does he do it? He stays in the spirit. We can do that too. We've been created in the image and the likeness of God. Everything that he is in me. So what's stopping me from walking in the spirit? What's stopping me from staying mindful of the things of the spirit and experiencing the spirit all the time? What's stopping me? My mind. And that's why we're told to renew our minds with the word of God. Remember, wash after wash, after layer after layer, after veil, poop swipe after poop swipe. I'm sorry, I just remembered a story and I have to tell it. It's so disgusting. I won't say which of my children. That I won't do. But one of my children, and of course I have two, so one of them. Oh my. I remember one day, I don't know, it's just a little mom, little tangent. I wonder if this has happened to you. Lando kind of seems the type, but I don't know. I just remember one day going up, you know, from the nap, and I walk in that room, and I'm telling you, poop was everywhere. Just the thought of it brings me back to everything that I felt. And it was like, honestly, it was almost like one of those moments I was like, I'm leaving. I just wanted to shut the door, get in the car, and go to the mall. Because the job seemed so impossible. The job seemed impossible. Way too far out of reach. How could it ever be clean again? And so we can liken that to our minds. We look and we're like, how could it ever be possible? How could this ever get cleaned up enough? Linda's just catching on now. It takes her a little while sometimes, but eventually she gets it. It's good. It's good. But when she gets it, she does get it. So watch out. Isn't that amazing? Just think of, I mean, what a great illustration. Notice, like, we're just in a ladies' Bible study. I just don't, you know, men just would not probably be able to handle this as much maybe as we are. But really, it's like that moment, like, you actually just, you want to give up. Just throw in the towel. It's just like, forget it. Yeah, it was quite a day. It's all coming back to me, man. It was quite a day. And it took a while. So the renewing of our minds, I mean, it takes a while. That's what we're doing. It's a part of our soul. We're going on to the saving of our soul. Amen? And it takes work. It doesn't come automatically. And it doesn't really come easily, so to say. But if we do it by the Spirit, in the Spirit, it is easier. I'll mention, let's go back to Galatians chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 16. Well, let's read that. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That is the answer to every sin problem, even, you know, concerning sin or temptation or whatever stuff. And too many times we try to focus in on, and people try to focus in on, oh, I got to stop doing this or I got to quit doing that. Meanwhile, that's your works. That's you trying to do it, you know, quitting a habit. That's you trying to do it. Don't try and kick the habit. Get in kick and sync with the Holy Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And who knows? Our flesh has lusts that it wants to fulfill. Everybody's does. The flesh, in and of itself, it's a wild beast. Yeah, even yours. But when we walk in the Spirit, mindful of the things of the Spirit, right? What's walking in the Spirit? It's like, ooh. No, it's just being, when you're mindful of the things of the Spirit, mindful of the Word of God, everything is fine. It's like, we're walking in the Spirit. We're not going to fulfill it. Who knows if you're thinking about God, thinking about how amazing He is, you know, if you're just thinking about heavenly things, who knows, you're not going to be tempted in natural carnal things because your mind's on heaven. So you're not going to walk in the flesh when your mind's on heaven. You won't want to. exceeds anything this natural realm can do for me. Watch in verse 19. We're not going to even read through. You can read through them later, though. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Notice work. Works. The works of the flesh. We don't have to put that stuff up there. I see all their eyes going up there. Now the works of the flesh. So in my Bible, I've got underlined works. So really, the works of the flesh, it's work. For me, spirit man, because if I'm a spirit, I live in the spirit. That's where I want to flow. That's where I want to go, you know? So it's work for me, spirit man, to get in the flesh. See, but we look at it the other way around, like it's opposite, and it's not, because I am a spirit man. And it takes work for me to get out of the spirit into the flesh, actually leaving God's best. So those are the works of the flesh, and they are evident. And watch then in verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. Everybody say the fruit. The fruit of the Spirit. And it goes on to love, joy, peace, and all those fruits. Who knows? Fruit grows from a tree. We are trees of righteousness. You know, as we walk in the Spirit, as our tree, we're planted in the Spirit. And as we walk in the Spirit, I mean, fruit just grows. Fruit is not like in pain trying to produce something. It just happens, right? We just walk in the Spirit. We don't have to try. Oh, yeah, that's right. I need to be more kind, and I need more self-control. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit, one of them is self-control. Who knows? We all need self-control. This flesh needs to be controlled. We need self-control. How does it come? It's a fruit. It's supposed to be growing from our life. As we just walk in Him and abide. It's just fruit that comes. It just pops out. So instead of trying to not sin, just give in to Him. Step back into Him. Remember, step back in. Just step back in. Those things, something's screaming, something's grabbing your attention. Follow that conviction. And just step back into Him. And you know, sometimes I just can see, sometimes we even need to jump back into Him. Just jump back in. I'm telling you, I know the Holy Ghost gave me that visual and things. And the Holy Spirit, He's our helper. He's going to help us go out and do these things and walk in these things. Amen. And so you're going to, and now you're going to see that when all of a sudden something's screaming, just you step back in. And if you can, I mean, I'm just kind of demonstrative. It's just kind of who I am. You know, I'll even do that, you know, so you can even do that or just jump back if you want. Kids will be like, what are you doing, Mom? Just jumping back in, baby. Just jumping back in. You're weird. That's okay. I'm staying right. Even when things around me aren't going right, we don't have to go wrong. Because who knows, everything around us is not always going to go right. Sometimes it will look and seem and sound like it's going so wrong. But if we will step back into Him in the Spirit, and from that place, we won't sin because we've stepped back into Him. And in Him is no sin. As we step back into Him, we become, even though everything's screaming around us, we become more mindful of His words that He's spoken to us. We can do this. We absolutely can do this. Oh, I'm not cut out for this. Oh, yes, you are. You are totally cut out for this. We have been made for this, ladies. We have been made for this. We have been made to walk in the Spirit, to keep our minds on spiritual things, and thus to be found walking in the Spirit for our own lives and hearing from God for other lives too. Amen. You know, I don't like when I hear people say, you know, oh, you know, getting, you know, sometimes thank God for friends, you know. But ladies, let's be a group of ladies that endeavor to be Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled friends. That when we find a friend that has a need, we find a friend that's coming to us and they really may be in a dire situation, who knows, they need to hear from heaven. And why not you be the one for God to be able to flow through and speak to that one? Amen. Why can't we live in the Spirit, be walking in the Spirit? Remember, just we're more mindful of spiritual things than heavenly things. So they come to us with their situation, and we're in the Spirit, and there's the answer. Amen. Instead of, you know, sometimes, you know, you just hear different ones and, you know, they'll just put all their stuff out on Facebook and stuff and they're just looking for pity. It's like it's just such pride. They're just looking for pity and attention and all this, you know. It's like I don't want to be one of those that answers wrongly. I want to answer rightly or not answer at all. Because I don't want my answers to actually guide them down the wrong way. Because out of my natural carnal mind, I had some things to say. I want to be like Jesus. I speak only what I hear the Father say. You know, James 4:8, we don't have to turn there. That's the scripture. It says to draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. What does that mean? Just draw near to him. It's just, how do you draw near to him? Just by putting your thoughts on him, on spiritual things, things of the Spirit, where he is. And that draws us closer to him. When we think on spiritual things and we think on him, right? It draws us closer to him. And then we're able to hear from him. You know, and this in the Spirit, we're talking about in the Spirit. You know, there's a few things that the Bible tells us that we're supposed to do in the Spirit. We're to pray there. We're to pray in the Spirit. Ephesians, let's turn there. Ephesians chapter 6. I want to show you something here. Is anybody getting help today? Yes, I know we are. Ephesians chapter 6. We'll pick it up in verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, right here. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Where? In the Spirit. That's what I wanted to bring out there. In the Spirit. So in the Spirit, it's also, it's a place for us to pray. It's not necessarily how to pray. Oh, let's everyone stop. Let's pray in the Spirit. It's not just praying in other tongues, like we said earlier, right? It's praying in the Spirit with all manner of prayer. Yeah, praying in tongues, but there's all different types of prayers that we can pray. But we want to pray them in the Spirit. Well, wouldn't we want to pray them in the Spirit, right? Because that's where God is, right? And he is the one we're talking with. Not talking to. Notice I said talking with. Prayer is not just talking to God. Prayer, talking with God. Communicating together back and forth in the Spirit. That's where we're to pray. And so we want to, when we go to pray and different things, you know, stop and just set our mind on him, right? Because sometimes we might have been, you know, in the flesh. What is that in the flesh? Does that mean like you just did some major sin and you're in the flesh? No, not necessarily at all. It just means maybe you were more mindful of natural earthly things rather than spiritual things. That means you were in the flesh. So we want to, in order to get in the Spirit, our mind needs to turn towards the Spirit. And then there we are in the Spirit. You see? So when we go to sit and pray, we want to draw near to him and he'll draw near to us. Draw near to him in the Spirit. He'll draw near to us in the natural. It's a coming together to communicate together. You see that? So we're to pray in the Spirit. So it's not necessarily a way to pray. It's a place, the place to pray in the Spirit. When we're more mindful of his word, we're more mindful of spiritual things. That's the place to pray. Amen? It also says over in John chapter 4, verse 24, that's where we're to worship. That scripture is the one that says God is spirit. Everybody say God is spirit.
God is spirit.
God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. You think about it. So God is spirit. He's in the spirit. So then if I'm going to worship him, I guess I need to be in the spirit too. Otherwise, I'm really not worshiping him like I thought I was going to. So even here, worship in the spirit, we're to worship God in the spirit. Again, it's not a way to worship him, but it's the place to worship him from, in the spirit, where he is. It's easy to worship him when you see yourself with him. Let's not picture him like he's this far off God, you know. He's not. He's right here. Remember, we step back in to him right here. We step back in. We think on him. And we're in the spirit. And now I can pray and I can worship him and I can speak to him and he'll speak to me and I can get the answers that I need and the strength that I need. Anything that I'm in need of, that's where I get it. In the spirit. And too many times, let me say this to wives, too many times, wives, you endeavor to go to your husband to be fulfilled when everything that we need really comes from God himself. And as we overflow with God, let God use you to help fulfill your husband even too. So I guess what we're saying there is we're not putting pressure on people. Don't put pressure on people to feel important or fulfilled in any type of way. We look to God. He is our fulfillment in every single way. First him. That's where it does begin. And then as we overflow with him, we're fulfilled. Filled with him in every area of our life. Then it overflows onto the people around our life. And it blesses them. It doesn't pull on them. It doesn't nag at them. It blesses them. It encourages them. So if we're going to walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, our minds need to be on the things of the Spirit. That's how you walk there. You think from there. That's how you walk there in the Spirit. We think from there. In the spirit. I know I'm repeating myself a lot, but this is good. It's getting in us. You know, so there's a setting of our minds. Let's turn to Romans chapter 8, and we're closing here. This chapter is so good, but we are just going to read verse 5. I mean, there's so many more things we could say, but we're just Romans 8, verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit, we could say they set their minds on the things of the Spirit. So notice it's not just a casual thinking about once in a while. It's they set their minds. There's a difference. So if we want to stay walking in the Spirit, we want to set our minds on the Spirit. But if we feel like we're in and out of the Spirit, well, that's because our mind's in and out. Natural, carnal, you see, we might think about, oh yeah, God's so good. Oh, look what he's done for me. And then all of a sudden this thought comes. And then all of a sudden, oh, but you know, Aunt Mildred, I remember what happened to her though. Oh, I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden we've stepped out. And what is, we want to set our minds. And that will help us to stay in that place that we want to. So if we set our mind on the Spirit, that helps us to stay in the Spirit. What does that mean? Stay in the Spirit, not some whimsical, weird, fluffy, woofy, weird thing. Oh, I'm staying in the Spirit. No, it's just my mind staying on spiritual things. I'm not unconscious of natural things that are around me. Even, you know, moms, you know, different ones, whatever our life is, whatever we've got going on, our job, our family, whatever you've got going on throughout the day, we can be walking in the Spirit. Let's not wait to get in our prayer closet or our time with Jesus to get in the Spirit. My Lord, we need to walk in the Spirit. This world needs us. This world needs us to be living from the Spirit, because the Spirit is where all the answers are from. They don't need your opinion. They need what the Spirit of God is saying by the Spirit, in the Spirit. That's what they need to hear. It's not hard to get to. It's not unattainable, ladies. It's where we belong. And who knows, ladies, you know, even I think sometimes women that maybe aren't even mothers yet, or maybe they won't ever be a mother, but there's always with women, it's like there's that motherly instinct. I know different ones that aren't even a mother yet, but there's some of those instincts they have. It's like we're a woman. We are amazing. We are unique. Very unique. Very different. But very needful. It's a daily decision. And really not even just a daily decision. It's a moment-by-moment decision. But listen, at first, who knows, training is difficult. I think of natural training, right? Like for your body, maybe you're training. It doesn't feel good to the flesh. But why do people train? To get better, to be better. And it really just shouldn't be to look better. I mean, it's to be better, to be healthier, and to stay healthy. Well, this is what we want to do spiritually. And so, you know, in closing, James chapter 1, I want you to look at it. So you think, how in the world can I keep my mind on spiritual things? As I'm walking through the natural, mundane things of life, as we're doing that, we're not unconscious of natural things. We can still walk in the Spirit as we're doing very natural, mundane things. We're not waiting to get in the Spirit to hear from God. We need to be living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, always hearing from God, even in the littlest things. Let's not just wait to hear from God for the things that we're coming and asking Him about. Let's hear from God about everything that we're doing in the day. I mean, I've got so many things. It's just that it's that relationship with Him. It's like it's walking with Him. It's not like I'm spending my time. Oh, I'm getting in the Spirit. I'm spending my time. Oh, I heard from God. Okay, bye, God. I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. And we go out into our day. No, we go and we bring Him into our day. And we stay in the Spirit. Now we endeavor to stay mindful. And let's not forget what God spoke to us that morning. Let's keep it before us. Holy Spirit, You help me. You're my helper. You're my teacher. Help me to not forget the things that God has stirred in my heart this morning. Help me to not forget. Keep it. Help me keep it on my mind, that I would stay mindful of these things. And then we go out into our day and we walk in the Spirit. This is not unattainable. Like we said, this is not some far out. This is doable. But it does take work. It takes some suffering. It takes work. It takes training. So it's a training of our mind. Right? The mind, it has a mind of its own. It's a training of our mind. So think about when, you know, you're training your body. You know, it's like we train it, like who knows, like, no, I don't really want to get up and, you know, go run. But if you're training your body to do that, the more you do it, the more it will start going, that, you know, it'll be easier. And then actually it can get to the point where you actually like it. I know that sounds crazy, but it can actually get to the point where you like it. You almost can't wait for that time. Why? Because you've trained your body. How much more training our minds? We can train our minds to think on God, to think like God, to meditate on the Word of God. Even as we're driving in the car, or you know, you hear some bad news, don't let your mind go that way. Oh, but now what if this? And oh, now what are they gonna? Don't let your mind go that way. Set your mind, keep it set. Things above, heavenly things. What does God say about this? And set it on there and speak that. And glory to God, you'll see that. Amen. And so really, it's a matter of not forgetting. So James chapter 1. I mean, there's so many good things, but we're going to stop here. But James chapter 1, just picking it up. We'll just pick it up in verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. This is what I want here. Listen. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man, or he's like a woman. She's like a woman observing herself in the natural face in a mirror. For she observes herself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of woman she was. So here we're in the Word. We see who we are. We're hearing who we are. God's reminding us. He's showing us. We're seeing new and amazing, wonderful things about who we are, about whose we are, what we can do, what we have. But what happens? It says when we, just like when we're in front of a mirror, and who knows, we all get in front of a mirror every day. When we're in a mirror, then when you walk away, who knows, you can't see yourself anymore. So now sometimes, do I have a poppy seed in my teeth? Because I'm not in front of a mirror. I can't see myself, right? So that's what it's like. It's like we walk away from the mirror and we don't know what we look like anymore. I mean, we know what we look like, but we can't see ourselves anymore, right? Okay. So they're likening that to being a hearer of the word and not a doer. We immediately walk away from the word and we just immediately forget who we were. So you know how you can change that? When you're in the word, feeding on the word, hearing concerning the word, be determined that you're going to be a doer of the word. You're determined, I am going to do this. And now I turn and I go into my day and I'm going to do it. Because it says those who are doers won't be forgetful hearers. So be determined that you're going to be a doer. You're not just putting your time in, but you're really reading this to actually learn something and do it and walk in it. You won't forget it. You see that? So we don't want to forget who we are, whose we are, what we have, where we live, all of it. Amen? In the Spirit. In the Spirit. Glory to God. Well, we're just going to take a few more minutes, if that's okay with you. We got a little more time here. And we're just going to get a little more in the Spirit. How's that sound? Just take a few minutes. So what does that mean? We're just, and I believe our minds have already been set on Him, set on things of heaven, spiritual things. And now we're just, I believe there's times where you can go further in, right? And so what is that? That's like a saturation when you're in, and then you just start getting saturated. Who knows? You're just further in. And who knows? You know, at times, have you all experienced that at times, maybe when you're just spending time with the Lord or in a meeting or, you know, whatever's going on, and it's kind of like the more you just kind of sit and settle in that, it's like you feel like you're sinking deeper or going higher. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you kind of get even deeper in. So sometimes there's a stepping back into Him, right? Then other times, we need times that we just sink in Him. Nights in the glory are amazing times for that. But there's a sinking back into Him, and it's like amazing things. Amen. So we're all learning concerning in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. In the Spirit. In the Spirit. It's where I belong. It's where I am to live. It's where I am to give from. In the Spirit. In the Spirit. Oh, yeah. So now we step back in, where our whole lives did begin. We were born in the Spirit, and so now we see. We are to walk in the Spirit in this life to be. Oh, 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 oh.
the Spirit. In the Spirit, it's where I hear Him, it's where I know the answers to those questions that I've been longing for. It's where I sense Him, because that's where He is. So in His presence, that is where I want to live, in the Spirit. His call, can you hear it? Oh yeah. A call to live in the Spirit. Oh yeah. He's calling you in. He's calling us in today. He's calling us in today. Calling you in, into Him. Into Him. Everything's clear. There is not fear here. Everything is filled with light. Everything is just right in the Spirit, in the Spirit. Oh, but how it happens when everything around me isn't right, Lord. Seems like such a fight, Lord. I lose sight, Lord. Step back in. Step back into Him. Step back in. Step back into Him. Your answer. He's your answer in the Spirit. That's your answer. There's things to declare when you are there. There's things to see that you are to pray so they won't be. There's things to know. There's things to help you grow. That's the place in the Spirit. And today we hear Him. We see Him calling us in. Calling us into Him in the Spirit. May we pray in the Spirit. May we worship Him every day in the Spirit. May we walk and in the Spirit. Talk and in the Spirit, may we settle down now. Everything is clear now. Look at all that I can see. I've been made to be. Look at how I'm to help the others. Look at how my sister. are in need, 'cause I do see and I do pray in the Spirit for them every day, every day. Step into the peace that is found in you. The people around, they don't give a care. But you must be found in Him even when you're there. In Him, in the Spirit. In Him, can you hear Him? In Him, in the Spirit. In Him, can you hear Him? Everything's clear. There's no room for fear. I'm to live from here. I'm to walk from here. I'm to talk from here. Here, here, in Him, in me, Him, in here. He's in me. I'm in Him, in the Spirit, I hear Him. And He hears me. And He sees me. And others that have gone before me. When I'm in the Spirit, they can see me. We're in the same place, in the Spirit. There's no space, in the Spirit. I am seen, I am seen, in the Spirit. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for this place in the Spirit. This place that we live. And this place, oh God, where we want to walk every day in the life that we live. Yeah, when I die and leave my body, I will live in the Spirit for eternity. It's true. But I am responsible for my days on earth with my life and what I do. There are people each one of us are responsible for. You help us, Lord. Do all that we are to do, and even more. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Gene Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org or call 888-542-2555. You can hear more messages by Jean Fraser by going to her media page at jeanfraser.org. While you're there, you'll also find more information about Jean's bi-monthly Ladies Bible Studies and a Night in the Glory Ladies Meetings, as well as her annual You Glow Girl Ladies Conference. That website again is jeanfraser.org. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.